It's hard to find anyone these days who doubts that U.S. and British forces will prevail in Iraq, but that's not stopping volunteers from other Arab countries from joining the fight. Iraqi officials say some 6,000 Arab volunteers are already in Iraq, and young men are still signing up in Cairo, Beirut, and other Arab capitals. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seely reports.
Dozens of Arab men crowd into the visa section of the Iraqi embassy here every morning. They include Lebanese, Syrians, Palestinians, and Egyptians, all eager, they say, to join the Iraqis in resisting the American-led invasion. An embassy official instructs them to make their way to a location in Damascus where buses will transport them to Iraq. A 26-year-old Syrian laborer, who wouldn't give his name, says he's volunteering because he can no longer bear what he calls the injustice of American actions in Iraq. What's the point of this life, to live under the humiliation and domination of foreign forces like the Americans and the Israelis, he says. That's why I'm willing to fight. Most of the men are uneducated and poor. Few say they've had any serious military training. They don't look like much of a match for American and British forces. But they all say they have one invaluable weapon, their willingness to die defending Arab and Muslim honor. A 29-year-old Lebanese worker, who also would not give his name, says he doesn't intend to return home alive. I don't care how I fight, whether using weapons or as a suicide bomber, he says. The main thing is to stop this U.S. aggression. Some of these men say they are responding to calls for jihad or holy war to fight an infidel army on Muslim land, not unlike an earlier generation of Arabs who fought the Soviet army in Afghanistan. But now emotions are even stronger, fueled by shared cultural and tribal ties with Iraq. Rami Khoury, executive editor of the English-language newspaper, The Daily Star, says Arab volunteers are also motivated by frustration with their own governments for doing so little to stop this war.
And this is one way where ordinary people can overcome this terrible feeling of that their own governments are not only not doing anything, but even actively helping the Americans.
That sense of frustration is on the rise in Saudi Arabia, where people are banned from protesting against the war. Mohsen Al-Awaji, a lawyer who maintains close contact with extremists in the kingdom, says the mood among many young Saudis is growing ugly.
Their anger is going deeply and secretly, like the eruptive volcano, you see, which is about to erupt at any second, you see. And after the eruption, you know, nobody can stop it.
Awaji says he believes hundreds of Saudis have traveled to Iraq in the last few weeks against the advice of their clerics and in defiance of their own government. Awaji says Saudi Arabia, like most other Arab states, is trying to prevent its nationals from leaving for Iraq. Arab governments, he says, learned a hard lesson from the 1980s war in Afghanistan.
They experienced a very big mistake. They allowed the youth to go. The youth came back from Afghanistan. They are devoted, brave, you know how and when to strike.
And many turned against their governments, from Algeria to Saudi Arabia. Rami Khoury says it's too early to say if this group of volunteer fighters will pose a serious threat to either the United States or to Arab regimes. Much, he says, will depend on America's role in a post-war Iraq.
And if it looks like a kind of an occupation or a quasi-occupation long term, then you will probably get a movement to resist the Americans in Iraq, like you had a movement to resist the Russians in Afghanistan or the Americans in Vietnam or the Israelis in South Lebanon.
It's a scenario most Arab governments are urging the Americans to avoid at all costs. Kate Seely, NPR News, Beirut.